Hey, my name's Caden, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We hope this message inspires you, builds your faith, and gives you perspective to see God is moving in your life. Enjoy the message.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. So good to see you again today. Did you see what special thing I brought in to show you? It's called a picture board because behind each one of these little doors is a picture of people. Lady Aberlin. Let's see who's behind this door. There's King Friday the 13th. This crown and mustache and beard. Who's behind here? Well, it's Mr. McFeely. He always says speedy delivery, doesn't he? I'd like you to meet a new friend of mine. His name is Lloyd Vogel. Someone has hurt my friend Lloyd, and not just on his face. He is having a hard time forgiving the person who hurt him. Do you know what that means, to forgive? It's a decision we make to release a person from the feelings of anger we have at them. It's strange, but sometimes it's hardest of all to forgive someone we love. Let's say hello to my new friend, Lloyd. Shall we?
Okay, so how many of you grew up watching Mr. Rogers? Huh? How many of your children grew up watching Mr. Rogers? Yeah, my kids did. I never ceased to be amazed at how they could sit there glued to the television and there were no pyrotechnics, no special effects, you know, just his sitting there talking in a calm, reassuring voice, and yet he held people's attention. You know, the thing that was remarkable about Fred Rogers, who was also a Presbyterian minister, was that you got the impression when you watched his show that it wasn't about him. You got the impression that it was about you. And when I went to see this movie last year, I thought I was going to see a movie about his life. Wrong. It was about him serving another person, ministering to another person who really needed a touch, a person who was dealing with a whole lot of anger and a lot of pain in his life. And he had a decision to make. Was he going to release the person who hurt him? Well, that becomes a bit more problematic when the person who hurt you is your dad?
Here we are, in the Pearl of the Garden State, huh?
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, come on. You don't have to call me Jerry. Call me Jerry. I don't care. And hello to you.
Hi, I'm Andrea, Lloyd's wife.
Andrea, of course. What a unique pleasure. And hello, little fella.
Mrs. Gavin.
What a handsome man. You look just like me. Let's get a drink, huh? What's this stuff, a pop? Oh, this stuff will kill you.
I'm just giving my toast and then we're leaving, so. Mm.
Doll, could you give us a moment?
She's not a doll. She's a public interest attorney.
Well, is there money in that?
You know what? We're gonna circulate.
You got a baby and a wife. You happy?
I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, she seems nice enough, huh? But, I mean, aren't you a little old to have a baby, huh?
I'm not that old.
Yeah, you're smart. Your mom and I hardly knew each other when she got pregnant, but we were babies, huh?
Don't talk about her.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. You don't know the whole story. Your mom really was not the same.
Don't talk about my mom!
What are you doing?
Come on. Get off me!
Hey. Oh.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Look at
your face.
Look at your face.
You didn't hear him.
You were out of control.
He was out of control.
You're just not going to take responsibility for any of this.
Of course I am. I offered to pay for Lorraine's dry cleaning.
Have you ever felt the way Lloyd does? So angry you want to hurt someone or yourself? I know I have. When I was a boy, I was very chubby. And the other kids would chase me and call me names, like Fat Freddy. It made me very sad. Sometimes when I was by myself, I would cry. And other times, it made me very angry. There was always something you can do with the mad that you feel.
Have you been so angry with someone you want to hurt them? Imagine you have. I have. What do you do with the mad that you feel? Ephesians 4:32, the passage that we read earlier, says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other." To know Jesus is to truly be forgiven. And to be forgiven means that we have the capacity to forgive others, to show kindness to those who have wronged us. Lloyd Vogel is an investigative reporter. He's hard-nosed, he's tough, he gets the hardest assignments, he goes for the dirt. He works for Esquire magazine, and they give him this softball assignment to go interview Mr. Fred Rogers and for this series they're gonna be doing on American heroes and write up a short little piece. And little does he know that this assignment is going to be less about Mr. Rogers and more about him. Well, they meet. They have several meetings. And Mr. Rogers very quickly determines that, though he sees his nose, he determines there's something wrong. And he begins to break down the walls of resistance. First of all, just getting Lloyd to acknowledge this anger that he has towards his dad. And then one day, Lloyd goes home and he sees his dad, the person he hates the most in the world, having lunch with his family. It's not a pretty scene.
Hey! Come on, sit down. We cooked you some takeout.
They brought pizza.
Lloyd, this is Dorothy.
Hello.
Can't you just say hello? Where's your manners?
I'm sorry. I think we should go.
I had an idea, okay? Maybe we'd eat some food, we'd talk like people. I messed things up at the wedding. Of course, you know, you didn't help, but I get it. And you let me sit out there in my car on the street for 2 nights. Like I'm homeless, like I'm some kind of a bum.
Jerry.
Well, you won't say a word.
You came here to introduce me to her.
Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Lloyd.
Okay, you did what you came here to do. Now I want you to leave.
Lloyd.
I may never come back here. So, please listen to me. Dorothy and I have been together and in love for 15 years.
He left as soon as Mom got sick. Did you know that? Couldn't even wait for her to die.
She really didn't want me there.
Because you were sleeping around while she was dying.
I know. I know it! Took me years to get myself together. Dorothy's why I'm standing here. She helped me grow the hell up.
You know what they tell you about people when they're dying? They tell you it's peaceful, that they just slip away. Mom screamed as she went. Did you know that? She screamed until she passed out. And then they came in and revived her, and she went right back to it. It was just me, Lorraine, and the nurses. Signed the paperwork. Pack up the house, put her in the ground.
Jerry.
Come on, Lloyd. Oh, God, my jaw.
Jerry. Jerry. Oh, Jerry. Oh, God. I'll call 911. Lloyd, do something.
Paul says, be kind and compassionate to one another. I like the older translation of it, be tender-hearted. If we're not careful, when we are carrying around anger towards a person, it has the capacity to make our hearts hard. And that hardened heart is not just hard towards that person, it kind of spills over, it leaks. I don't have time to show you all the clips in the movie where this is leaking in other relationships, but that's what happens. That's why Paul, before that, in the verse before, it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. I like the translation says, let this be taken from you. Let anger and bitterness be taken from you. Well, slowly, methodically, and prayerfully, Fred Rogers begins to break down the walls of resistance that Lloyd has, this hardened heart of his. And he takes him through a little exercise. This is something that Fred Rogers did often. And when I saw it in the movie afterwards, I told Lynn, I said, I can't believe they did this in a movie today. One full minute of silence. I was stunned, really. And what he does is he would have people take a moment and just think about the people who have made you who you are today, who loved you into being. It's a powerful exercise. And sitting in a restaurant having lunch, Mr. Rogers has Lloyd do this. Here's the deal. I don't want you to just watch this scene. I want to invite you to enter this scene. And so when he gives instructions to Lloyd, these are instructions for you. I want to invite you right here today to do what he asks you to do. And I like it one moment where Tom Hanks playing this part turns and looks at the camera because it's not just about Lloyd, friends. It's about you. Listen closely and please do what he asks you to do.
Bill was right. You love people like me.
What are people like you? I've never met anyone like you in my entire life.
Broken people.
I don't think you were broken. I know you are a man of conviction. A person who knows the difference between what is wrong and what is right. Try to remember that your relationship with your father also helped to shape those parts. He helped you become what you are. Would you do something with me, Lloyd? It's an exercise I like to do sometimes. We'll just take a minute and think about all the people who loved us into being.
I can't do that.
They will come to you. Just 1 minute of silence. Thank you for doing that with me. I feel so much better.
Did you do it? Names and faces come to mind? When we're angry, with someone, when we're holding on to bitterness and unforgiveness, one of the things we do is that we tend to dehumanize them. We refer to them as jerks or monsters or other such words. The first step towards forgiveness is seeing that person as a human being again. For Lloyd, this means seeing him as Jerry, not just Jerry, but Dad.
I have to go and see Jerry. He's dying.
I know.
My dad is dying.
Cecilia Sherman. Colby Dickerson. Justin Cook.
If you wait for me, then I'll
Rebecca Anita
come for you. Although I have traveled far, I always hold a place for you.
More vocal. Andrea vocal.
If you think of me,
Gavin vocal.
If you miss me once in a while,
Jerry vocal.
Then I'll return.
The man that he's hated, the man that his heart has been so hard towards, is dying. He's a frail human being needing grace. Lloyd finally sees his dad's humanity. In the middle of the night, getting up with his infant son, Lloyd and Jerry have that meeting. Father and son.
Cheers.
Lloyd, I am sorry for leaving you and your sister. It was selfish. And it was cruel. Will you look at me? I am so sorry, son. It's not fair, you know? I think I'm just now starting to figure out how to live my life. I always loved you.
I love you too, Dad.
Mm.
kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. When we take that powerful step, it begins to have kind of a ripple effect in our world and how we interact with others even. It affects everybody. Lloyd's father dies, but not before there's peace in the family.
I'm so glad I had a chance to tell you about my friend Lloyd and his family. I have a new picture of Lloyd with his family. Would you like to see it? There they are. That's a nice picture. It gives me a good feeling to see them all together like that. I hope you know that you made today a very special day by just your being you. There's no one in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling.
I like you just the way you are. Who can deny that's a powerfully life-changing thing to hear? And I hope you hear that. Forgiveness is a very powerful thing. It doesn't always result in reconciliation, but it certainly makes it possible. Forgiveness heals families. Forgiveness heals marriages. Forgiveness heals broken relationships with parents and parents with children, co-workers, members in the church. Forgiveness can heal a nation too. Forgiveness flows, this verse says, from another relationship. Do you notice that? Paul just doesn't say do this out of your own strength. He says, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. We can forgive because God has forgiven us. And so the question is, are you in Christ? See, because if you're in Christ, you've received his forgiveness. Therefore, you know what it is to be forgiven. And people who have been forgiven can forgive. Forgiven people forgive people. Loved people love people. So to be in Christ is your new identity, your new location. I want to ask you two questions today. Are you in Christ? Have you received the forgiveness of God? Are you forgiven right now for your sins? If your answer is, I hope so, that's not the answer I'm looking for. If I ask you if you're married, you say, I hope so, I'm kind of concerned, okay? You can know. God doesn't want you walking around carrying this load of shame and guilt. He wants you to know that you're right, that you're his child, that he loved you just the way you are. That you're forgiven. And so you can know. Paul was in Christ. He says, I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives through me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. This is your new calling. And to know that Christ died for us. And then you see, once that's settled, then you can go about the hard task of forgiving. And can I just acknowledge, it's hard. No, I'm not saying it's easy to forgive. If you watch the full movie, you'll see, now they got to resolve it in 2 hours, but you know, this, yeah, what a process it is. It's hard. It's hard work. That's why a lot of folks avoid it. And by being forgiven, we then have the grace to forgive others. This is what Jesus was getting at when he taught us the Lord's Prayer. And he says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. He's not saying you earn forgiveness by forgiving. What he is saying is you prove forgiveness by forgiving. You prove that you've been forgiven already, forgiven by God. And if you can't forgive, maybe you haven't received that forgiveness from God. Or maybe you just need to go through the hard process. So I have a second question. Is there anyone you need to forgive? I suspect, knowing how the Holy Spirit works, that maybe a name has already come to mind this morning. Maybe a face. Maybe it is a dad, a mom. Maybe it's someone who's deceased. Maybe it's a child. Even a grandchild, a coworker, former coworker, church member. What if you took a step today and forgave that person? I want to lead you in a prayer today. And the first part of this prayer, I want to invite you to receive the forgiveness that God offers you in Christ. That comes first. And then I want to give you a moment to think about somebody that needs forgiving in your life. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you carried the cross and died. You became the Lamb of God who died for the sins of the world, even our sins, even mine. Thank you that you allowed yourself to suffer that we might be forgiven, and you rose again to seal the victory forevermore. And so I pray for anyone here today that needs to say yes to your forgiveness and receive it, because it's a gift. There's nothing we can do to earn it. You just simply offer it to us if we will come to you in repentance and humble acknowledgement that we need forgiveness. You grant it. So if you want to say yes to Jesus' forgiveness today, would you go ahead in your heart, in your own words, and say, yeah, Jesus, I need you to forgive me. Go ahead. And maybe the Holy Spirit has brought to mind a person that you need to release, a person who has wounded you, a person who's hurt you, and to forgive that person. Come, Holy Spirit, and reveal to us these names. Give us the grace to be tender-hearted, to forgive as you have forgiven us. So in your own heart, in your own words, just express forgiveness towards that person. Pray and release them to God. We thank you, Father, that your grace makes this possible, our forgiveness and the power to forgive others. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If you enjoyed today's message, make sure to like and subscribe. Feel free to share this with others that God has put on your heart. And to learn more about LaCroix Church or to find your next steps, head to lacroixchurch.org. Thanks again for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.